We are going to do a session of mindful movement with some gentle yoga stretching. And as you come into your mountain pose, standing up nice and straight and feeling the ground beneath your feet, your hands beside your body. There are many variations of the mountain pose, and you can choose the one with which you are most comfortable with. And you can choose to do these poses either with your eyes closed or with your eyes open, or maybe during the session you would like to vary it, some with your eyes closed, some with them open. Remembering that mindful movement is all about getting into your body and being aware of the sensations that are present for you. So as you are standing in your mountain pose, just becoming aware of the steadiness and the beating of your heart, the steadiness of the ground beneath you. Now we're going to go into a full body extension. So you're going to inhale, arms up, and you can stretch as far as you want to. Hands up into the sky. And as you exhale, you bring your arms down next to the sides of your body. Again, inhaling up, arms up, getting a nice stretch, a full body extension. And as you exhale, you bring your arms down. And at your own rhythm, you can inhale up again, stretching, and during this time really just becoming aware of what's present for you. Yeah, as you stretch, is there any places in your body where there's tension or stiffness that you're becoming aware of? I'm just doing this one more time, a nice inhale up, arms up, and as you exhale you bring your arms down and come back into mountain pose. And now just really becoming aware of what's present for you now. Now you're just going to roll your shoulders forward. Just really getting it upright up to your ears. Just feeling the sensations of the body as it rolls through your body as you're rolling your shoulders forward. And you can change direction. Just rolling it backwards, you're opening that chest area as well. Staying grounded, feeling your feet on the floor or the ground as you do this. And slowly you can just return back to your mountain pose. And again, just taking a moment to feel into your body right now. What sensations are present for you? Remember to keep breathing throughout this whole sequence. Now you're going to reach up into the sky again, and you're going to put your two hands together and you're going to do a side stretch. So lengthening both sides of the torso and feeling the stretch to your left-hand side. Just really feeling it through your whole body, the stretch as you curve your body a little bit to the left. Becoming aware of the sensation and of the stretching on your left-hand side. Now returning to the middle, and now you're going to do the same stretch to your right-hand side. As you tilt your body to the right-hand side, just becoming aware of what's present here for you. Maybe there's feelings of uncomfortable, a tightening, maybe not wanting to do this. That's your critical mind at play. And just becoming aware of it and releasing the thought and gently bringing your mind back and your attention back to the stretch. And now slowly coming back to the middle and bringing your hands down to your side, back into your mountain pose. Again, just becoming aware of the floor beneath you. And whatever sensation is present in your body right now. We're now going to be doing a balanced pose. So standing in your mountain pose, slowly bringing your hands at a right hand angle and your arms next to you, next to your body, and bringing your right leg up into a 90 degrees angle. You might want to find a spot in front of you that you can focus on, remembering to breathe through this pose. And feeling how your one leg is having to balance and how it's kind of grounding into the floor to keep you steady. Now slowly bringing your foot down to the floor. And again, just becoming aware of how your body naturally balances itself out again. Now doing the alternate leg, bringing it back up, or bringing it up into a 90 degree angle. Hands out to the side. Just becoming aware of what's present here for you. There might be some judgment that you cannot get this right. Again, it's our critical mind forever labeling and liking or disliking, and just becoming aware of that and bringing it back to the pose. And then slowly bringing your leg down and your arms down at the side and going back into mountain pose. What's present for you now as you stand here grounded in, feeling the floor beneath you? Now you're going to do a forward fold, so bending your knees, chest to your knees for back safety, and going down as far as you can. You might be less flexible or very flexible, listening to your body, listening to the wisdom of your body. So breathing in and doing a nice forward fold. Maybe just hanging there for a second or two. Breathing out, coming up. You can repeat this once or twice at your own rhythm. Now just finishing your last forward fold pose and then coming back into mountain. Now we're going to go into chair pose. So you can take your two arms up and let the palms of your hands meet each other above your head. Your feet together. And then slowly coming down almost in a mini squat with your extended arms above your head and just going almost like you would sit down on a chair but not quite sitting down. Just keeping the pose there for a few seconds and becoming aware of the sensations in your body. Breathing, don't forget to breathe, don't hold your breath. And slowly coming up again into mountain pose. What's present for you, yeah? If your mind wanders, again, that's so natural. That's what our minds do. Just gently but firmly bringing it back to your body and the pose that we are busy with. Okay, so we are now going to be doing some ground work. So you can sit down on your yoga mat. And then you can, from a seated position, you can lie down. And we're now going to do the bridge pose. So bringing your feet up into a 90 degree angle with your feet still planted on your mat. You're going to be lifting your pelvic region up, almost like forming a bridge. So as you breathe in, you can lift it up. And as you breathe out, just gently bring it down to the ground. And you can do this at your own rhythm for a few minutes. Now just finishing off the one that you're busy on. And just lying down. And again, just becoming aware of what's present here for you. You're going to get now onto all fours, almost like a table position. And we're going to be doing the cat and the cow pose. So you're going to inhale and bring your head up and belly button to the floor. And exhale, curve your back, bringing your head to your chest. So inhale, bringing your head up and belly button to the floor. Exhale, curve your back and bringing your head to your chest. And doing two more of these at your own rhythm. Coming down on all fours. And again, just becoming aware of what's present for you, yeah. What sensations are present in your body? Now we're going to go into alternative leg and arm lift, which is also a balanced pose. So you're going to be lifting alternative arm and leg. So keeping your spine nice and straight, your alignment nice and straight. Lifting it up and really being present for this pose, as it can be quite uncomfortable. Just becoming aware of all the stretches, the tightness, maybe an uncomfortable feeling in your body, and just seeing whether you can be with it for a bit. And then bringing it down. And now you're going to do the opposite arm and leg. Bringing it right up again, remembering to breathe. Just staying with the body, being aware of what's happening for you now. Becoming aware of the need to want to put down the leg and the arm. Now bringing it down and getting back on all fours. And now we're just going to go into our child's pose. So sitting down on your haunches, maybe placing your head between your legs, if you're comfortable with that, and your hands next to your body, and just relaxing. This is a restorative pose. And just breathing, yeah, breathing into this pose. And as we come to the end of the sequence, we're just going to do some three gentle stretches. So just get in onto your back again. And now you're going to take your right knee and bring it towards your chest. Just feeling the stretch, yeah. Staying in your body again. If your mind wanders, just bringing it back to the stretch. Now we're going to alternate and bringing your other leg up. Just feeling the stretch. Using the breath while you are doing these stretches. Now putting your knee down, but bringing both up in a 90 degree angle. Feet planted on the ground. You're now going to do a recline twist. So keeping your body straight, you're going to take your knees and twist them as far as you can to the left. And just feeling the stretch through your sides. Breathing into the stretch. Bringing it up again to 90 degrees. And now stretching to the opposite side, to the right side. Again, just feeling the stretch throughout your whole body. Staying with your body, feeling the sensations and whatever's present here for you right now. Bringing your legs up again to 90 degrees. And now you're going to take both your legs and bring your knees to your chest. Just feeling the stretch. Maybe in your lower back. And listening to the wisdom of your body. If you have to alternate or change the pose a little bit, that's also okay. Now taking both your legs and just putting them flat down on the mat. We're now going to go into our corpse pose and just gently putting your arms next to your body. This is also a restorative pose. Maybe just taking a few moments or a few minutes just to lie there and to just feel into your body. And as we come to an end of our mindful movement, you can take this opportunity to lie there for as long as you want to. And to only get up once you are ready and once your body has given you the cue that it's time to get up.